Welcome to my crazy life, Caroline's podcast. Started my agony and podcast last week and I wasn't sure how it would go. I was like, maybe it won't go as well as I thought it would, but it went unbelievable. So first off, I want to say that this podcast is for adults only, lads only, 18s, because we do talk about stuff, you know, that's only related to adults, so no little ears listening in there, even though my little fellow would I love to have now listen in. I'm coming down from the biggest high of my life, lads. I just finished my very first show. It was such a surreal experience. I've learned so much from it. Yeah, it was mad. It was just, I was so nervous that it would go well. It went better than I was ever expecting. It's very hard to come to terms with the people just want to see you and talk to you, and it's really surreal. I just don't know if I'll ever get used to it. It's just a bit of an out of body experience, like the amount of people that the pictures and dancing, and it was just amazing. I think women especially, we need to get out. We need to get away from the children and the husbands and whatever you have at home. It's very important to escape from it, because life can be very hard. And I think as women, we take on a lot of stuff, a lot of, you know, pressure on us as women, that we need to be a certain way. We need to be this amazing mother, amazing wife, amazing chef. Like, there's so much expected from us. So a little bit of time away is what I wanted for women that came to my event. Time away to have a laugh, a chat. The amount of messages I've got from women that just, they've never actually gone away with the girls before, and they just absolutely, by God, you're well at a party. Like, the partying that went on, lads. I didn't go to bed till half three in the morning. Still not over it. The house here is upside down. There's clothes everywhere. There's bloody blow up beds. There's food. There's washing. It'll take me a week just to get through it all. Like, but you know, it's okay to have a messy house. It's grand. You know, just, you know, I have a messy wardrobe. The rest of my house is normally pretty tidy, because of the old OCD husband. But, you know, my house is messy today, and it'll stay messy now for a few days, because I just need the time to kind of, okay, what's after happening here? And I feel all along I was kind of waiting for something, and now it's kind of snowballing. Everything is snowballing for me. And yeah, I'm just so happy. Like, this podcast is doing amazing. Like, it went up to 13 in the charts. Imagine, like, my podcast, me here in my bedroom with my microphone and my laptop. It just is unimaginable. And that's all down to you for listening. So thank you. Last week I did the Agony Aunt, and I actually got so much feedback from it, lads. So many women were in the same situation, that they've lost themselves. This week's email is very similar, actually, and I'm going to read through it first, and then we'll go back over, you know, what I think. As I said, no expert here, lads. I've lived life. I've had a lot of trauma. I've been around the block. I'm 20 years married. I've created some kind of job for myself, and I'm a mam, and I love animals. I love partying. I don't accept that when you hit 40, you have to be put into the old granny, the granny dresses and the granny knickers. So let's go. Okay. Hi, Caroline. I listened to your podcast and felt compelled to reply. I am that lady at times. I'm sure there are others exactly the same. She touched on all the things, etc. Sleep, menopause, lack of libido. I can't remember, as it's too painful now. I seem to have dried up. We have good communication, which helps, and he's a very understanding husband. My clothes feel a little tight, and a bit tight around my waist. My hair is falling out. It feels lifeless. Sometimes I miss me, the all me. On the emptiness side, I went through with last year. My eldest daughter moved out and went to live with her boyfriend. I was shattered. We were so close, but she's 24 and she doesn't need me in the same capacity. I found it very hard to take a step back, and I would go into her bedroom during the night and day and it was empty. Sit in her bed and tear up all the memories. Sometimes it was a comfort to me, sometimes it upset me, because I knew that chapter of my life was over. The dynamics of the house changed, the shopping list, the dinners, the spare chair at the table, the chatting, the gossip. Knowing she was upstairs, was working, studying or sleeping. As I drive into the house, you see the light on the bedroom, and that's gone out now. I can pop into her room without feeling the initial sadness. I'm happy she's making plans for the future. I made friends with a few of the women, similar group, and we go for drink dates, and that helps. So getting out, meeting others was huge help. I have two more kids at home. One is 18. He'll be out the gap soon, but I survived before. My husband's a farmer, so free time isn't an option. Even though my kids are grown up, he just can't head out for an impromptu holiday or a few hours without carefully planning, even at the phone, never stops. But maybe in time it'll get easier with the extra help. We can enjoy an uninterrupted time as a couple and look back proud how far we've come. We've raised our kids. We learn to be comfortable and content with just the two of us. And then, of course, the dogs. Big love. I'm absolutely bawling. This is what I was speaking about last week, about like this feeling when they go. Ah, now look at me. If you're watching it, I'm bawling. Thank you so much for this beautiful email. I just, as I said, there's so many women in the same boat. We're all thinking like that we're, you know, when you look at social media, you're thinking, oh, look at them, you know, they're doing this and they're doing that, and no one talks about the real stuff. Like she touched there on the sleep pattern, and myself, my sleep pattern is going out the window, and I can totally relate to that. The sleep is massive, and like I did, you know, I take medication, antidepressants, and I take a calmer tablet going to bed to try and relax my mind a bit. So like there's no harm in going to your GP saying I'm asleep. And even sometimes what they'll do is they put you on a sleeping tablet for 7 days, and then what happens is you just get your routine back. But like, does it fix it? Who knows? Like, I'm not sure if you're on HRT or not, but like I had an expert on my show, Nicola Ryan, absolutely amazing. And she spoke about sleep, and she said that, you know, like, you know, sometimes HRT helps it because, you know, it kind of helps with the sweats and a little bit of the mood, that sometimes that helps. Lack of libido, that is absolutely massive. And no one talks about this again. No one talks about the lack of libido, that your drive just goes down so much. You just don't have the same interest in it, and that's okay. Like, but I suppose it's looking on at celebrities, oh, we're having this amount of time, we're having this amount. You know, I just think you have to, you know, it's what you're happy with. And like that, you have great communication, which is amazing. The communication is very important. But I suppose, like, from reading articles and papers, and men look at that and say, oh, why are they having it so much and we're not? And that is massive. Like, you know, it's not our fault that our libido goes to nothing when we hit this age. It's, you know, we didn't ask for this. We didn't ask for libido to hit. Then the dry, oh yeah, we spoke about the dry vagina actually on the night of the show. And you know what? It was great to talk about it and get it out there. You know, it might have been uncomfortable for the old fella in the audience, but it is something that happens, and you can get something for that. And Nicola spoke about that, you know, there is people out there that specialise just in menopause. Like, you know, I met Nicola, she's amazing. You know, and definitely pop her a message on Instagram, and she can help you. Like she said, there is stuff you can get for a dry vagina, and you know, that's if you want to have it. That's you know, it is a massive problem. It's something that myself and my husband talk about a lot. And in a sense, like, I'm just, you know, I just didn't feel like, sometimes I just don't feel it. And that's okay. You don't feel like you have to have it. And I think there's a lot of women out there that they feel like they have to have it. We shouldn't feel like that. If you don't want to have it, you shouldn't have to have it. I'm sorry. Sorry for any man that's listening on here, but that's reality. We don't have to have it. We can just decide, no, I'm just not feeling up to it. And then, you know, maybe go to the doctor and get something for the old dry vagina. Do you know what I mean? And see, you know, maybe try the HRT. Try everything to try, because I think myself, and it's a big problem when women get older and our kids leave us, and it's all about like, oh my God, like my life is so different now. And, you know, the libido is gone and you're not having it, and it's all like, oh Jesus, what's going on here? What's going on? Do you know, she speaks about her clothes getting tighter around the waist. I absolutely can 100% agree with you there. And I suppose it's all about being happy with your size, okay? So if you're happy with the little bit bigger, go for the bigger size, then why not? Like, do you know, as I said in my show, even I'm happier now at 43 than I ever have been. And I'm the biggest. I'm the biggest I've been ever, ever, you know. And it's just like, you know, I do feel like I definitely need to tone up and lose a bit of weight. But, you know, there's time. Like, you just have to, whatever's going on in your life. Obviously, I have stuff going on in my life with a family member. And, you know, that's going to cause your life to be turned upside down, you know. So being a man is really hard. You know, I was on a podcast there recently with two lovely girls. Their podcast is called Where Do We Go From Here? And like that, we spoke about that. Like, so, you know, it's very important, you know, the empty nest. Oh, yes. Like, this is the part that scares me, as I said last week. Absolutely scares me. I'm too tall, mugging into the bedroom, sitting down. I can see me doing that. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to tell you about it, how you can overcome that. I don't think you can. I don't think you can. I suppose it's all about time. Time heals a lot of wounds, doesn't it? And like, just from my own past and my own mum passing, you know, time has healed me. And that I don't feel as sad now without her. Obviously, Saturday when I was on the stage, I was like, oh, can you imagine her here? I didn't think I'd be crying this much in this podcast. What the hell is going on? It just, because last week I was speaking about it, I think, like, you know, and like she talks here about the dynamics that have changed, the spare chair, the chat and the gossip. But you know what? I'm so glad this woman has gone out and she has met a few women for coffee dates and for drinks, which I think is absolutely massive. Like, fair play to you for getting out there and doing these things, because we need to, as women, like, we have to try. And when our life changes so much over time, you have to try and reinvent yourself, and it's so difficult to do that. I know myself, like, because, you know, I've been a stay-at-home mother, and this week the house was upside down, lads, and there was a lot of people put out of place because mammy has something to do, mammy has somewhere to be. And we had a lot of children, even only two children, but there, do you know, there was a lot of upset. There was like, why are you so busy? Why are you doing this? Because they're so used to having me around 24/7, washing, cooking, drying, collecting them, hobbies. And sometimes it's good for them to see you going out doing things. Sometimes it's good for them to see, even though I find it very difficult to get out of the house, because my young fella is really bad. He struggles a lot with me leaving, right? And he's just afraid over losing my mum that I'll go next. And it is very hard. But you know what? I've tried to do it more, because you have to have your life, let's. You have to have your life. Your kids are amazing and we live for them, but you have to have your life outside your kids, because they go and they are going to leave us. And we're going to be sitting here going, huh? Who's your man across the table there that I married 30 years ago? Like, we have to try and be with them for the rest of our lives. And, you know, there is a massive, massive increase in divorces in older life. And I could see how it can happen. So it's like, it's so, you know, women, we try and invent ourselves and try and get out and do a few things. Try, like, even go to swimming. I mean, my mother used to love the aqua aerobics. She used to love it. And, you know, just have a plan, like, of a day. Because I can imagine, like, you know, like, I'm so busy now with my kids that I don't have time for hobbies, really. Like, I've no hobby. Well, Instagram, TikTok and podcasts maybe is your hobby, Caroline. Also, I'm a big fan of the old shopping. But yeah, like this woman goes on, her husband is a farmer, so free time isn't really an option, even though the kids are grown. It's just, and that's like, you know, men get stuck into the job. Lads, I have one at home and he's obsessed with the old job, and it's very hard to get him away. So I can really relate to you with this. And you know, there's nothing we could do, really. Like, even when we go on holidays, he still works. So it is very, you know, your husband has, like, that's like his own business. He's a farmer. So it's him all the time. So he has to be there. And that's very difficult. And it'll be very difficult to get him away from that. But, I just think, try and get away. Even once a month, just go for a date night. Go to the cinema. Go out for dinner. Have a chat together. Try and laugh together like he laughed all those years ago. Like, and that's the big thing. Like, you know, all along, like, when I started this page, my husband was kind of looking at me going, what is she up to now? This absolute lunatic. Like, he just thought, oh, let her at it. But, you know, he wasn't a whole part. He wasn't very supportive in relation to it. But, like, when I was walking down to go on stage, I mean, there was a tear in his eyelids. He was so proud of me. And for him to show that, I was just, it just made me love him, and he supported me. And I mean, he was so proud of me. So, do you know, that's it. It's kind of trying to keep that relationship going. It's so difficult when you get a bit older. It's so difficult with that relationship, because you're busy with kids, then the kids leave, then you're left. I don't know. As I said last week, this scares the shit out of me when my kids leave me. It scares the shit out of me. Like you said, the house is quieter. It is. So what we need to do is we need to try and make sure the relationship stays strong. And how we do that is we go for date nights. If you can go for date nights, when they're going to school, meet for lunch. Do you know, meet them, have a chat, try and laugh a bit, because it does go, lads. Relationships can leave you very fast. And, oh, marriage is the hardest thing you'll ever do, lads. You know, I met a woman last week and she was like, I just can't wait to get married. I was like, tell me why is that now? It is only a piece of paper at the end of the day. It is like a plant, right? You have to water it every day. You have to. And some days you want to peg it out that door so fast and never come back. You do. But you have to come back, unfortunately, because no one cooks the dinner. So, like, I hope, like, my plan, I hope to God that when my kids do leave me, that me and my husband are happy and we have a lovely relationship together, and that hopefully that will work. Like, the 9-year-old will come out of the bed eventually in my house and we'll just be left beside each other. We might be getting a few headaches then, lads. Might be getting the old paracetamol out. Do you remember that ad years ago with the paracetamol? And they were like, oh, in bed, and they're like, I need to take the paracetamol, or whatever it was called back then. Tramadol or something. And yeah, you might need a few backs of the old paracetamol for the old marital headache. Yes, I think we've all got the old marital headache ever so often. But I just want to say thanks so much for this lovely lady that sent in that email. I didn't realise I was going to get up so upset about it, but I did, because we can all relate to this. This is it. So many people at the show, and they were like, you just talk and how we feel, that there's no nonsense, that you're not on social media going, oh my life is so perfect and this and that and my marriage is perfect. It's not perfect. It's far from perfect. We kill each other, we love each other, we hate each other. If he breathes funny, I want to stab him. That's all right though. Well, I didn't. My kids are messy. They don't do anything for themselves. I have to cook for the 15-year-old. You know, it's hard to get him to the shower. It's roaring to get him into the bath. It's, you know, it's all normal though. We have to try and normalise life and normalise social media, that it's not all about going on holidays and everything. I'll go on holidays. I can't wait to go on holidays. But Jesus Christ, every day it'll be a struggle out there, lads, because they'll be, oh, I'm too harsh. Get me a drink. Get me this. It'll be a good podcast, actually, holiday. When I'm on holidays, actually, I'll have to do a few podcasts out there, so that could be a good one out there to show the true reality of holidays and going out for dinner with them. And I don't like that, Mum. I don't like this. That food isn't nice. Like, what we started doing actually on holiday was, especially with the young fella, we'd put on pizza in the apartment before we go out, because I was like, I can't deal with this. Like, every time he goes, he doesn't like it. At least if he's fed and he just picks it, or dinner, grand. But the fine dining experience, no. Well, we're 20 years married in, is it June or July? Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus, it's July. We're 20 years married in July. Phew. But we'll be on holidays first. So I was like, oh, maybe, just maybe, we might be able to get out to like a fine dining experience. Oh, I don't know. That sounds like torture, doesn't it? The old fine dining with two children. I don't know, we'll see about that, ladies and gents. Thank you so much for listening to this amazing podcast. Amazing, talking about amazing, the amazing woman that sent in this email. So remember, crazyagonyaunt@gmail.com. If you want me to discuss any issues, real life issues that happens in your home and everybody's home, we're all normal, we all have the same parts. So thank you again for listening. And I'm in the process of talking to someone about a jingle, so we need to do that. But if you're not following me on Instagram and TikTok, my crazy life, Caroline, because I see, because I obviously the podcast is on Spotify, but it's on Apple, Amazon. So I'm getting kind of a few international listeners. Yes, I am. So make sure you're following me and give an old like there to an old video, like, you know, keep crazy.